الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most honorable, respected brothers and elders in Islam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the true, sincere and ardent lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were totally committed, dedicated and sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were sincere in their love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to sacrifice their lives, their wealth, their health, their well-being, their family. Everything they were prepared to sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And history bears testimony to this fact. There existed no leader like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before him. Neither will there exist a leader like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after him. And there existed no companion like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum before them. And there will exist no companions like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum after them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be his companions. Even the kafir of the time, the enemy of the time, even he was forced to agree and testify to the love and the commitment that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Hudaybiyah, in the sixth year after Hijrat, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perform Umrah, and the Kuffar then stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from proceeding to Makkah, and then there was engagement between the Kuffar and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the envoys from the kuffar that came to speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Urwa bin Mas'ud Thaqafi radiallahu anhu. At that time he was not a believer. He was an arch enemy of Islam at that time. And he came and he began conversing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the discussion was about a peace treaty. In his discussion with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began observing the environment around him and the mannerisms of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were carrying themselves out. And he was very shocked and he was amazed at what he saw. So he went back to the kuffar in Makkah and he related the incident to them. And he told them, O Quraysh, I have visited different countries. I have been sent as an envoy to different countries. I went to Persia, I went to Rome, I went to Abyssinia. I saw the kings and I saw their subjects. I saw their companions. But he testified and he said, إِنْ رَأَيْتُ مَلِكًا قَطُّ يُعَذِّمُهُ أَصْحَابُهُ مَا يُعَذِّمُ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. He was an enemy of his, of the time. He was a kafir. And he bore testimony to the love and the commitment of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, I have never seen a king whose companions revere him and respect him like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum revere and respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told him, I'm a man of experience. I'm talking from experience. I've seen different places. I've seen kings. I've seen how their subjects interact with them. But this is something unique. In other words, he was trying to tell them that this is not the mannerisms of kings. This can only be the manner of a Nabi. This can only be the environment of a Nabi, of a very close, special person. And he goes on further to say, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out saliva and he spits it on the ground from his mouth, then the saliva would not even hit the ground. Rather, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would run forth and put their hands and gather that saliva in their hands. And they would rub it over their face and their body. When they would talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they talk politely, they talk respectfully. When they talk to him, they don't even stare at him out of respect for him. When he gives a command, then they rush to fulfill his command. They rush to fulfill that command. They hasten to do what he is commanding, what he is telling them to do. When he makes wudu, then it is as though a fight is going to break out for the leftover water of that wudu. As though they were going to fight over the leftover water of that wudu. So here is a kafir, and he is testifying to the love and the commitment that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan bin Harb also is another kafir, and he also testified to the love and the commitment that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu was captured. The lengthy incident of where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were deceived and some were killed, some were martyred, and some were taken as captives. And amongst the captives, one of them was Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. A beautiful incident for us to read and understand the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and how beautiful Islam is. So he was taken as a captive and he was sold in Makkah Mukarramah. And a person by the name of Safwan bin Umayyah purchased him because he wanted to kill him to avenge the death of his father Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was killed in Badr. So he purchased him, and now the day came where he needed to be killed and put to his end. So he sent him out of Makkah to a place called Tan'im. And now while he's there and the people are all gathered there, now Abu Sufyan bin Harb, who is at that time an enemy of Islam, he's a kafir of the time. And Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu now is going to be killed. So he asks him at this juncture, the Sahabi, Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu, he asks him that, wouldn't you love that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in your place and you are at home now, safe and sound, comfortable with your family? So Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu gave him a very beautiful answer. He said, what are you talking about, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being in my place and I'm being comfortable at home and he must be killed in place of me? He said, Wallah, I wouldn't be happy if I am comfortable in my home. I am at ease, comfort in my home, and a thorn is pricking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That too I won't tolerate. I won't even be happy with that. You can see the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Abu Sufyan bin Hawa was shocked. And he also was forced to testify. And he was forced to make a statement, and he said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. He said, I have seen people, but I have never seen anybody love someone like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in reality, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were true and sincere companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is part of a person's iman that he loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He believes that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the true and sincere companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who will hurl abuse at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and swears at them and has wrong beliefs about the integrity of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and calls them traitors and hypocrites, then that person's iman is on the water. That person's iman is at stake. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the first and direct students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the first and direct students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This entire deen that's coming to us is coming to us via the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. If we take the Sahaba radiallahu anhum out of the equation, we wipe out the credibility of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then we're wiping out the credibility of millions of ahadith. Millions of ahadith. A whole chunk of deen will be wiped out. Because this is how deen has come to us, via the transmission of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Therefore the muhaddithin have one principle, and they say, As-sahabatu kulluhum adul. That the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all of them are unquestionable in their integrity, in their reliability. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum are completely reliable. In fact, if we have to wipe out the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we have to call them traitors, and we call them hypocrites, then this will put even a question on the credibility of our Quran. Our Quran Sharif itself will become unreliable. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we say every Friday it is said in the sermon, these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us and advises us that fear Allah with regards to my sahaba, with regards to my companions, my sahaba, radiallahu anhum. Hence we say Allah is pleased with them, radiallahu anhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah when it comes to my sahaba. لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي. That don't you go now and make them targets of abuse, as some deviant sects make the sahaba radiallahu anhum the target of abuse. And they say such wayward things that one hidden imam will come from a hidden cave and he will come and exhume the body of Aisha radiallahu anha and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anha, and he will punish them. So what can be left of the iman of such a person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is protecting his sahaba radiallahu anhum. لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ غَرَضًا مِّن بَعْدِي. Then don't you go and take them as targets of abuse. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that part of the love for me, and a sign of the love for me, is actually loving the sahaba radiallahu anhum. مَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. That the one who loves the sahaba radiallahu anhum, then it is because of the love that he has for me that he has love for the sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. And the person who has hatred for the sahaba radiallahu anhum, does not like, detests the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, makes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum a target of abuse. فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying very clearly that it is because of him hating me, it is because he doesn't like me, it is part of my hatred that he hates the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, every one of them were astounding in his love that he displayed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who had the most love and the most commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was none other than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was prepared to sacrifice his life. He sacrificed all his wealth for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Tabuk, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to give wealth for this arduous journey, this long journey of Tabuk, extreme heat, long distance, huge army, Allah brought all his wealth and he presented it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what have you left behind for your family? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's answer was, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my family. Look at the commitment of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He left his family without any wealth, but that he could tolerate. And he was on that rank. He was Siddiq Akbar. He could bring everything and present it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the journey of Hijrat, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's assistance and being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so extraordinary. And he was chosen to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey of Hijrat. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so grateful for this that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu even began crying. He even began crying when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you have been permitted to join me on this journey of Hijrat. And Aisha radiallahu anha says that I didn't know somebody can cry out of happiness. I didn't know somebody can cry out of happiness until I saw that my father is crying out of happiness and gratitude that Allah has accepted him to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this great journey of Hijrat. And ayat were revealed in the praise of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Anyway, on this journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we know that the environment was hostile. It was a very tense environment. And he made all the arrangements that he could to make this journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comfortable and make it go with ease. And there is a prize award for the on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who will capture Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be given 100 camels. So the entire of Makkah, all the kuffar are now searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this hostile environment, as is the decree of Allah, as is the plan of Allah, they're now making hijrat. And it comes a point where they're on the journey and Suraqah bin Malik is now behind them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is worried. And he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, the people are now catching up to us, we're going to get caught. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and tells him, La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. They don't fear, don't grieve, Allah is with us. And then he comes even closer until he says that he was maybe about 2 to 3 spear lengths away from us. So close. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now can't control himself. He begins to start crying. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, Lima tabki? Abu Bakr, why are you crying? What are you crying for? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spontaneously gives an answer that shows the condition of the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ama wallahi ma ala nafsi abki walakin abki alayk. That, O Nabi of Allah, I'm not crying upon my own self. I'm not worried about my life. My life can go. I'm not worried about my life. But I'm crying over you. I'm worried about you. Ma ala nafsi abki walakin abki alayk. Beautiful words of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were amazing in their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One incident, if we look, in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we will understand that their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beyond everything. They were true to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person's iman can only be complete when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than his father, than his children, than his own self. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes more beloved to a person than his own self also, and more beloved than his children, his parents, then his iman is perfected. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. So this was the general norm with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to sacrifice anything that came at wa sallam. They wanted to take that out of the equation. The incident of the two Ansari youngsters is very famous in Fazali Amal. We'll find the incident also. How they darted and they attacked a great warrior like Abu Jahl, because they heard that Abu Jahl was hurling abuse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we all desire to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. We all want to be with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the way for this is to develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our hearts. When we will develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our hearts, and our lives conform to that way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the poet says, "Inna al-muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u," that the person who claims to love someone, then he follows the commands and the wishes of that person. "Inna al-muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u." The person who claims love for somebody, then the proof of that love is that he will follow what that person is saying. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Anta ma'a man ahbabt," that you will be with the one who you love. And Sahabi came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "When is Qiyamah? Mata sa'a? When is Qiyamah?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't answer the question. Rather, he diverted the Sahabi's attention to something which was more important. And he said, "Ma a'adatta laha," what have you prepared for Qiyamah? So the Sahabi answered, and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, I haven't prepared too much of ibadat, I haven't done too much of salah, of fasting. But I can tell you one thing, that I love Allah and I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam became very happy with this answer. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Anta ma'a man ahbabt," then on the day of Qiyamah, you will be with that person who you love. That person who you have love for in your heart, that person who you regard as your idol, you follow him, you think about him, what is his way, you want your way to be like him. How he conducts himself, you conduct yourself in the same manner. How his appearance is, you love for your appearance to be like his appearance. Who you regard as your role model, who you have love for in your heart, then words will not speak on that day. Person will not have the opportunity to choose on that day which group he wants to join. That choice will have to be made by physical action in this world. That choice of which group a person wants to be with on the day of Qiyamah will have to be made in this world. And the criteria is given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the criteria of which group a person will join on the day of Qiyamah will be the group with whom his loyalty and his heart is with. Whose group, which person his heart is attached to in this world, then he will be attached to that person on the day of Qiyamah on that day. So Anas radiallahu anhu says, when we heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we became extremely elated. We never become happy with any other hadith more than we became happy when we heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Sahaba radiallahu anhu was so confident about their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when they heard this hadith, they became extremely happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding and the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us the tawfiq to emulate the sunnah and every way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring it alive in our lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.